Steven Spielberg's new film, Ready Player One, finds us in the year 2045, and I guess it's been a bit of a mess.
Yes, things are so bad that people live no time in reality if they can help it. They're all put on these headsets, and they go into this very elaborate virtual reality world called Oasis. And what happens in the film is that the creator of Oasis has died, and he set up a puzzle, and whoever solves the puzzle will get to own Oasis.
That sounds like a nice present. How is the movie?
Well, you know, a nice present is kind of a good way to describe it. I mean, it's a sweet movie, actually. It's a lot of stuff for gamers, but there's a bit of a romance in there. I mean, it's better to think about it as just kind of an adventure, even though it's a Steven Spielberg film, in quotes. It really doesn't necessarily play that way. It's fun if you're, you know, if you're looking for something like this, for a kind of genial adventure, this is a good one.
On the other end of the spectrum, we have King in the Wilderness, a new documentary by Peter Kunhardt on Martin Luther King Jr., another side of him.
Yes, I found this to be an extraordinarily moving documentary. We think of Martin Luther King for the earlier civil rights work in the segregated South, and this is about the last 3 years of his life where his focus was different. His focus was on ending poverty in the South and the North and stopping kind of covert kinds of segregation in the North, on being against the war in Vietnam. He was very lonely during this period. He was out by himself. You know, In the Wilderness is not a title picked at random. That's how he felt. And to see what he went through, this film has rounded up something like 20 of the people who are closest to him, his friends, his colleagues. They speak candidly. They speak articulately. They have great memories, great insights into him. I really found this film, as I say, extraordinarily moving.
So a more humanized Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes, someone who had doubts and who was really out on his own in a way that we have forgotten he was.